Welcome to episode 489 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. 2 Peter 1 verse 3, His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence. All things that pertain to life and godliness. Life comes from God. Before He breathed the breath of life into the mud He had formed into the shape of a man, human life did not exist. Therefore, life comes from God. He not only created life originally, but He sustains it. Scientists have been searching for decades for the so-called God particle. They do not understand why the universe does not fly apart into chaos, and have concluded that some unseen force is holding it all together. As believers, we know that whether or not there is such an actual particle, the universe is held together by God's divine power. But this statement in 2 Peter 1 verse 3, the statement that His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life, goes beyond physical life and covers all aspects of spiritual life. Having a successful spiritual life can only come through His divine power. There is no other way to heaven except by the name of Christ. There is no other way to receive eternal life. There is no other way to receive eternal life except by trusting in Jesus and His work on the cross. We are ourselves totally depraved, with no ability to please God, no matter how we try. Therefore, the meaning of this statement is this: to have true success in your life, you must depend on Christ's power. There is no other way to please God. There is no other way to become godly. He has granted to us all things through the knowledge of Him. He is the source of everything you and I need for morality. And He grants that to us in two ways. The first way is knowledge. He reveals to us His perfect will in Scripture. And we should go to the Scripture rather than to the world for spiritual wisdom. The second way is through the Holy Spirit's empowerment. The Spirit indwells believers and gives strength to overcome sin. Here are some sources people look to for wisdom and strength as it pertains to life and right living: themselves. Through meditation and other practices, people look deep within themselves for answers. But people do not have the right answers. James 1 verse 5 tells us, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God. God has the answers." Another source, self-help books. Many self-proclaimed self-help gurus like Tony Robbins tour the world making grand promises. They ask people to believe and encourage them to walk on coals or glass or do other reckless things in the name of developing confidence. These gimmicks do not provide long-term answers. Joining such seminars and buying such books is often just a waste of time. Another source, other religions. There is only one way to God, and that is through Jesus. All other religions are like the blind leading the blind. John 14 verse 6, Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." One way to God. But then there are those who will use the source of family, friends, and online experts. Naturally, people turn to other people for answers. They look for people with experience or success. Unbelievers are not capable of offering sound advice when it comes to moral matters, since their spiritual eyes have not been opened. Paul warns us in 1 Corinthians 2 verse 14, "But people who aren't spiritual can't receive these truths from God's Spirit. It all sounds foolish to them, and they can't understand it, for only those who are spiritual can understand what the Spirit means." Despite all the people and places to which we turn for wisdom and guidance on right living, God is the only source that can give us all the answers. Here are just a few areas of life you can find wisdom in God's Word: marriage, raising children, starting a business, friendship, forgiveness, depression, addiction, communication, investment, career. do not go to the world for wisdom and help on spiritual matters. Sure, you can get help from an unbelieving math expert on how to solve a math problem. That is not a moral problem. But every topic that touches morality, we should go to God's word. His word speaks into our lives in every area. He called us to his own glory and excellence. He has called us to salvation. When we are saved, our eyes have been opened. We can then see and appreciate God giving him glory. In fact, that is what we'll be doing for eternity. Notice how even salvation is not man-centric. Make no mistake, salvation is wonderful for us. But even our salvation is not ultimately about us. The final purpose of salvation is so that we will become worshipers of Creator God. 2 Peter 1 verse 4, by which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. God's word is full of promises. This is a gift to us. We should constantly read these promises. We should memorize them and be encouraged by them. Know what Peter says about the promises. So that through them, we may become partakers of the divine nature. Notice this does not say that we actually are divine in any way. Christians do not become little Christs. However, we do become like him in some ways. He makes us his children, and like the saying goes, like father, like son. He takes away our sin and imputes his own righteousness to us, according to 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21. His spirit indwells us, and he gives us strength to be holy. He makes each believer a new creation and gives each of us a new nature. What has God promised us? Eternity in his family, an end to our suffering, transformation by the power of his Holy Spirit, purpose and meaning forever. These promises of God are of such great value that merely possessing them has already given us the right to participate in the divine nature. In other words, we are already partners with Christ in the work God is doing in the world. And more specifically, we are right now able to begin to answer Jesus' call to live in his glory and goodness. 2 Peter 1 verse 4 continues, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world is under a curse, and has been since the fall of man in Genesis 3. It is rotting and decaying from the inside out under the influence of sin. Sin is like a virus that multiplies over and over again. It keeps growing until it finally kills its host. Believers are subject to a new reality. We are no longer of the kingdom of this world, but have transferred our citizenship to a heavenly kingdom. Sin is no longer corrupting us, decaying us from the inside. Instead, our sins have been forgiven and we are washed white as snow. Some Christians struggle with sin, spiritual weakness, and apathy. Are such people missing something? Have they been left unequipped by God? What have we not been given in order to lead the life God calls us to? Peter's answer is simple. We're not missing anything. We are fully equipped. But we have a choice about whether or not we will really use those spiritual tools. Father, help us to know you. The source of all life is the only path to being fully equipped to live as you have called us to do. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.